Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, Kansas City, wake on up. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. It's a high of 68. And currently, cousin, is 52, clear skies in Grandview.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this throwback Thursday?
Feeling good, D. Feeling ready to tackle another day. Of course, man, I can't wait for what you got in TMG today.
Yeah, a fan asked Kirk Franklin if he'd ever consider a Super Bowl performance, and the answer actually might surprise you.
They ain't got no better questions than that.
That's actually interesting. I ain't gonna lie. I never thought about it till a fan asked. So, hey, we'd be stumping all the way through the Super Bowl. I'm here for it.
Good luck with that. We gonna catch you up with some Kansas City news today, of course. And we got that prom giveaway, too, coming up later on. It's Throwback Thursday, like you said. Let's go back to high school 2002.
I don't give up. Say that thing in the club. I don't give up. Drinking, drinking, get your beer.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job.
Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
It's going to take a long time. That's a great reason to get started right away. You've put it off again and again because it won't be easy. Yet the sooner you get to work on it, the less difficult it becomes. You regret not getting to it months or years ago. Put an end to that regret today by taking the first step. And by making the commitment to keep going. The complicated, time-consuming tasks are the ones you've been eager to avoid. What if you changed your approach and gave those things top priority? You want your efforts to make a difference, so how about doing what will make the most impactful, positive differences in your life? Decide that now is the time to tackle through the tough stuff, the things you've been putting off. You have it in you to do so, and you deserve those big improvements you'll be able to make. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 61. Currently, it is 46, foggy skies at Casey Moe City Hall. Sending some prayers and our thoughts over to rapper Mona Leo, who was just in Kansas City over the weekend. She performed at the Truman. I saw the video footage. She looked like she put on one hell of a show. Well, unfortunately, since then, she revealed that she had an emergency surgery she underwent, causing her to cancel the rest of her tour. And it also resulted in her losing an ovary and a fallopian tube.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah, so we just want to send some extra love her way. I'm pretty sure this was like one of her biggest tours that she's ever done. So she's just recently been launching her career. Major shout out to the young rap girlies doing their thing. So very unfortunate to hear as soon as she was getting her start that this happened.
Lost an ovary? Mm-hmm. Oh, my
and
God.
And a fallopian tube, yeah.
Praying for her, for real. And man, I pray that she has the steadfast focus and determination to keep on. Cause sometimes, man, the devil can throw a wrench in your plans, but God got something better for you on the other side. So keep at it, y'all. Especially Mona Leo.
Yeah,
I say your name right.
Mona Leo.
Mona Leo.
Yeah, cause she a Leo.
Look at that.
So you see how they go.
Love it.
Yep. Another news, Deion Sanders, Roxy Diaz on their podcast, they had Jess with the Mess who was on, and they were talking about paying for dates, and they told him men should pay for majority of the dates.
I just tell her, just reach for it, baby. Just reach for the purse every once in a while. Just
I know
just
that's
go.
Right.
You know, just go for it. I'm going to stop you, but just reach for it. That's all I need. Just reach for the darn purse.
You want her
to. You
want
to got you going to try to look away.
Feel like she wanted
to. Don't look away.
Yeah, he ain't lying. He ain't lying.
At least just pretend. That's valid.
Yeah, I mean.
You want to fake it sometimes. Well, you know.
See, some ladies can take advantage of that, but, you know. I don't know. If you strong in your game and you know what you're doing, like, that's little stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah, that ain't no big deal.
Yeah, yeah, you know. You know, you just got to take it how the wind gives it to you, man. But don't play yourself, though, fellas.
Yeah, don't play yourself, ladies, either.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be reaching for that bag and he don't even flinch, and then you end up paying.
Y'all heard about this song from Deion. That's what happened. All the ladies be listening to this. This was my song back in 94. I ain't lying to y'all.
That's how he advertised. That's what we lead
right,
with.
Exactly.
I mean, look, what you expect?
This is you, man. You set it up for everybody to take advantage. Come on, Deion, sing it. Come on.
And then relax and gators on my feet.
Leo style. Speaking of Leo, you know, Deion's August 4th, baby.
He is?
And fingernails too.
Oh yeah, that's
I'm gonna let you go ahead and carry this song out. Go ahead, you
wanna sing it. That's 100% Leo right there. Come on,
must be the money. Yeah, hi. Come on, must be the money.
It's my song. All right, y'all. We gotta wrap this up. Coming up, we gotta talk about a legend in Kansas City, Mr. Alvin Brooks, doing big things in the town per usual on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jam.
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
D, anytime that we can show love to a legend like Mr. Alvin Brooks, mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. And you know, I like to anybody who got the last name Brooks, they always are my cousin or uncle.
You better claim that.
But, you know, yesterday marked a historic achievement in digital civic engagement as the Alvin Brooks Wednesday Night Black Men's Chats convened for a 300th consecutive weekly meeting, D. Since its founding at the height of COVID, the forum has met every single week for nearly 6 years without a single interruption. You know how hard that is to be consistent on this here internet? Mm-hmm. Like, seriously. So 300 consecutive meetings for Mr. Alvin Brooks, who is at the ripe young age of 93. You know, it was established as a sacred place for dialogue, mentorship, and connection. Mm-hmm. So it began as a local response to global isolation. It evolved into a national powerhouse of wisdom, bridging geographic and international divides. And it's really some great conversations, especially Mr. Alvin Brooks, who has a lot of history here in the town. So we appreciate and love you, Mr. Brooks.
Absolutely.
Always.
I remember when I first came to Kansas City, that was the name to know. When it came to community, his name, it was intertwined.
Still is.
Absolutely. Still is. So definitely someone you need to know if you do not know. Get educated, Kansas City.
You know it.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Gym.
I was prom queen at King High School. This is beneath me.
Which movie was that?
New Jack City. How do you not know this?
Oh, why am I supposed to know the whole thing, though?
Everybody knows that part.
No, everybody does.
Everybody does know
everybody
that part.
Does not.
Everybody does
everybody
know that
doesn't.
Part. If you say that everybody, to most,
no,
if you say that to
no.
most people born, let's see, before 1990, they'll know.
Before?
Yeah, before, like 1990.
I was born in 96, so.
You're supposed to know it, D. I'm not giving you no excuses.
Here he
none.
Go.
None.
Now, if I quote something from Soul Food.
Well, I know that movie.
Crickets. I'm talking about the TV series.
There ain't nobody watching that. Everybody didn't have Showtime, first off.
Oh, here we go. Be Shining's World.
So, D, look, I just feel like something's in the air. Something's going crazy in Kansas City. Because KCPD, they had to unleash the bomb and arson unit earlier this week.
What in the world?
Now, the good news is they found no explosive devices Tuesday after officers thought that there might be an explosive device in the vehicle near Independence Boulevard, Montgomery. No devices were found in the vehicle. One person was detained for further investigation. But Independence Ave is back open after being closed for several hours the other day. But along with that, you had the car wreck where the Yeah. They were still, and then people just ran into them on the exit ramp. Mm-hmm. It's so many things going on, dog. Like, I really want to check on everybody right now. Like, D, are you okay mentally, physically, like, with how things are right now mm-hmm. in Kansas City?
I mean, we all just take it day by day. Like, we talked about the other day, you know, when it comes to the driving. I told you I almost got into an accident because somebody was doing 100 miles per hour on the street. So,
I don't know what's going on, man. It's the anticipation of the World Cup. Is the weather getting a little better?
As things do heat up, we always see things just get worse, unfortunately. Yeah. So, yeah, just pray for your people out there. Make sure you check on your people. I think you made a very valid point. Check on your people. That's all it is. So let's send some love around the town, because that's what we can do right now.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.7.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's listening in on the app, or you tapping in on the streams on YouTube and Facebook at Hot 103 Jams, or you doing it the old school way. You in your car right now. Mm-hmm. You out there driving on 435, getting frustrated. Calm down. It's going to be cool. You're not going to get written up at work. For real.
They might.
Are you traveling right now on 71 Highway? Just take it easy, cousin. You're going to get to where you need to get to. But just know that Hustle and Shine in the Morning, we appreciate and love you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine. We ain't going to forget that, because we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins hitting us up on the Facebook stream. We live on Facebook with it right now. Yeah. If you want to see us in studio, just go to Facebook. Go to the Hot 103 Jams page or Twitter too.
See why I got a face for radio.
Here he goes. And shout out to Cynthia Good, Stacy Davis, Kiara Jenkins, Carver Harris. They're all in the comments. Good morning back to you, cousins.
Good morning.
And then on our Hustle and Shine text line, one of our cousins said shout out to her cousin, Ashley, for always holding it down for her and her girls. Those strong Harris jeans always show through in their women. So that's a major shout out. Big love to Destiny Smith, sending some love over to the bus drivers in the KC area. Shout out to Paris and the Smith family, and to Destiny Real Day Ones. Yeah, we love our A1 Day Ones. Shout out to Brandocious. Happy birthday to Regina Drone. Shout out to Anthony Drone, Vic Reese, and Shane Blaze. Shout out to Vicky. She want to shout out to the Jones family. Big shout out to Miss Cindy hitting our text line too. Hey girl.
Oh, Miss, I gotta talk about her a little later on.
She said happy birthday to Mikey Mike and her kids. And then hold on. Who else we got? We got Carmen Nard always. Yep, she said, y'all be safe out there in them foggy streets. No, but please be careful out there. And shout out to Rich Harris that's always hitting us up and sending us some major love. And last but not least, on that Twitter side /X, if you even call it that. Big love to Brandon Blake.
That's my dog. Random, don't you hate it when you sometimes may forget to put deodorant on?
I hope so.
That was very random.
It was. I feel like
everybody's had
me.
A moment like that.
Hell no.
It just hit me.
I keep it on me. I feel like most women do. Like we keep.
Yeah, that's not deodorant. I've seen that.
Yeah, like in the car or you know, just
y'all
in case.
Y'all built a little different. So,
yeah, we keep that on hand. You never know when you might need it.
Yeah.
Never know who might pop up either. The Morning Gossip. We got that up next for you. The
camera
Super Bowl.
Behind you, D.
Ah.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time. High up 59. Currently, it is 46. Foggy skies at East High School. Kirk Franklin was recently asked on Instagram, would he consider doing a Super Bowl halftime show?
Would I ever do a Super Bowl performance? Not by myself. I mean, maybe if we put together like a squad, you know what I mean? Kind of like a gospel Avengers type of moment, you know? Who would you like to see in that gospel Avengers moment? If you include me, that'd be really sweet. I'd really appreciate it, but I can't do it by myself. Revelation
chapter 7. We've seen crazier things, so woo.
Yeah. I would be for it, of course. But look, the Chiefs and versus the 49ers in the Super Bowl next year or something, and we get this in the middle of it. What? Come on, for a revolution. Sing it. Come on. Come on.
Do you want a revolution?
Do you want a revolution?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's stomping everywhere.
Boy, look. Man, come on. We can play this.
Yeah, I would love this. We've seen crazier things. This is 2026. Let's not act like things aren't possible. I'm gonna pray on this.
Facts.
I'm gonna call Julie. We gonna call my mama. We gonna start a prayer circle and we gonna get this happening and get this in motion.
Yeah, let's get that.
In other news, current member of Escape, I forgot, they're still kind of touring and doing their thing. Tiny Harris, her daughter Zonique, who also was a part of her own little group called the OMG Girls back in my childhood. When Zonique talks about motherhood actually changing her perspective on her mother's struggles.
I feel like it definitely made me a lot more understanding. Like my auntie was telling me, it doesn't matter how perfect you are as a parent, like the kid is always going to feel like it was something that didn't go right. So I'll never be like, you know, how my feelings, how I felt as a kid, that's validated. It's okay. But now I'm just more understanding because I be wanting to go out. As far as work, it's hard. It's so hard to like work and have a kid. I'm not going to lie.
Man, look, I love that statement. Because it shows like with and people talk about getting old as being a bad thing, but man, your perspective widens and what you see that was right when you were younger, you see actually as it being wrong.
Right. That's why parents always say, well, that too. And then I do see on the opposite end of what Zonique was saying, what parents always say, just keep on living. Because you'll have a little bit more understanding as to why they certain decisions that they did and, you know, X, Y, and Z. So I agree with the 10 toes.
Woot dee doo.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on High 103 Jams.
Straight from G-Rap to the prosecutor's office of Jackson County, we got Melissa Johnson in the building. She is up hustling and shining. Good morning, Melissa. How you feeling?
Good morning, beautiful people. I am feeling amazing that I get to start my day once again with you all, but now in person. Hey. Usually we're on the phone, so it's awesome to be here with you all this morning.
Yeah.
Big blessings.
Now, I got to say real quick, I want to congratulate you in person because, like you said, we've had conversations with you over the phone, and you've given us updates being Jackson County prosecutor, but I know you're a year into your role, and I do want to congratulate you when I saw the video of you and Crystal Watson, who was the first African-American woman elected mayor of KCK, and then, of course, you making your history as well. Just congratulations for you both for representing the town on both sides.
Thank you so much. You know, it is pretty surreal to be considered Black history, to be a first, especially in 2025 when I was elected. Mm-hmm. But to know that so many young people, especially young women of color, have examples that look like them, that feel like them, that represent them in such important positions of power, it's pretty cool. So thank you very much for that acknowledgement, sis. I appreciate
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Hey. So I just saw you this past weekend at the Black Community Fund Policy Brunch, Melissa. And you were talking about, I think it was Missouri Stand Your Ground Law, to where you explain a situation where if you're in a club or somewhere and you get shoved or pushed or something, lethal force is legal. Could you break that down for our listeners?
Absolutely. And first and foremost, I just want to shout out to both of you all. Like, Kansas City, you all got some radio personalities that are outside in the community. Did see Brian B. Shining at the Policy Brunch. I was just talking to Deanna Hustle about some community events she has coming up around town. So thank you all for what you do. But
big
as
love.
It pertains to your question, Brian, yeah, we have some pretty concerning laws and rulings coming out of Jefferson City and our higher courts that we are grappling with on a daily basis. A lot of people think that prosecutors create the laws. Unfortunately, we don't. It is our job to apply the law to a set of facts and then pursue justice under whatever mechanisms we have available. The last year, the Eastern District of Missouri, which is a higher court here in our state, issued a ruling in a case called the State of Missouri versus Lecheki. And in that case, they determined that assault in the third degree, which is something as simple as a shove, think about a bar fight or like a petty argument. Assault in the third degree is considered a forcible felony that allows lethal force in return under our stand your ground and self-defense doctrines. So what does that mean in practice as prosecutors? That means if we have a homicide or a shooting, a non-fatal shooting, that is in response to something as simple as a shove, we are having a difficult time prosecuting those cases now under this ruling. Understood. We are in constant conversations with our lawmakers in Jefferson City, both in the House of Representatives and in the state Senate, to try to cure this defect through legislation. We even appealed and writted this decision over and over and over again in conjunction with the Missouri Association of Prosecuting Attorneys. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court did not decide to take up the case and make a decision or issue an opinion on the matter. So we have to go the legislative route. And so that is just a unfortunate but perfect example of how every single lane and every single facet of this system has to be working and firing on all cylinders to truly deliver on the promise of public safety.
This boggles my mind. It's like, are these people out in our communities at all? No, probably not. More than likely, no. Because it's like, when you bump into somebody, it happens all the time, dog.
Naturally.
And if naturally, yes. And whether you're in a club, whether you're on a plaza, whether you're in a movie theater, wherever.
A public space is going to happen, likely.
And so if somebody knows these things and they have something against you and they do something to you on purpose or something, and then you respond back with a push or something, trying to defend yourself, and then they could come out with lethal force and they wouldn't see any consequences with that?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, this is what happens when the majority of our lawmakers in Jefferson City come from rural communities where they do not experience urban violence and street violence and club violence. I mean, to talk about current events to the same degree that we do in places like Kansas City, St. Louis, Columbia on a lower scale, etc. And so, you know, that requires us to reach across the aisle to try to build partnerships and coalitions. Shortly before the end of the year, I hosted a meeting at my office with about 8 different lawmakers from both Republican and Democrat parties to try to explain to them, this is not a partisan issue. This is not a party affiliated issue. This is a public safety issue. And no matter if you live in Boone County or Jackson County, people should not be able to kill you just because you shoved them.
Yeah, that's real. Stop. Now, Melissa, we were having a conversation off air just about, it feels like a lot of car accidents have been happening, specifically road rage incidents have felt like it's been a surge of those. Now, is it true that there has been kind of a surge on the road? And do you believe with higher charges, it could possibly lure people or maybe at least make people say, you know what, let me think about the consequences before I end up on my 13th reason?
You know, it's been really important to my administration to be data-driven. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look at the data. And while it has certainly felt like there has been an increase in road rage incidents, our data also supports that as well, unfortunately. In 2024, we received 3 case referrals from law enforcement to evaluate for charges based on conduct stemming from road rage. In 2025, that number 3 jumped to 23. And we were able to file charges on 17 of those cases. And then this year in 2026, thus far, we're only basically barely touching March, y'all. Barely touching March. We've received 7 cases thus far and have charged 5. And so there has been a drastic increase in the amount of incidents that we have seen on our roads that lead to serious bodily injury or sometimes death. Yeah. And, you know, I do believe that accountability can serve as a future deterrent to some of these incidents, making sure that people think before they act. You know, one split second decision can literally mean you making it home or not. Right. And I want people to remember that we have all made poor decisions on the road. Ran a stoplight unintentionally, ran a stop sign unintentionally, got too close to a car, didn't initiate your signal to turn early enough. We've all been there. And so try to have a little bit of grace with other people. And once you escalate a situation, you no longer get to dictate how somebody responds to you. And so please, please keep that in mind.
Yes, please.
And we're charging these cases. Also, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And it's cameras everywhere, y'all. Like, they can see you. You know that, right?
So, if you need to sign up for anger management, do it.
Yes. Yes. And so, I just see a lot of poor emotional intelligence, poor emotional regulation, poor conflict resolution skills to be able to weed through those issues right there on the spot. And so at the end of the day, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. Make it home to your families, y'all.
Thanks. Melissa, thank you so much for your time, your energy, your dedication to the town. We really appreciate you, man.
Thank you both. And I look forward to coming back in person.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:27 on your time, high of 61, currently 48, foggy skies in the River Market. Is actress Kim Whitley every black mom? Kim explains that if you have to call 911 for her, she has one rule.
Uh-oh. If something happens to me and you have to call 911, pause. Don't get frantic. You put that lipstick on and that wig. And if they say to you, had you called us 30 seconds earlier, she'd have made it. You feel confident.
That I died looking good.
That, I had to do what I had to do.
Are you serious?
On a lighthearted note, like, for real, this is so normal. You know how many times my mom has had a lot of issues, but one thing about her, oh, baby, make sure I got this on, give me my good bra, and hey, oh, we're gonna go to the hospital. I need you to call 911 right
now. You serious?
Yeah, but my mom had so many health situations, she had things ready in case she needed to go. Well, but yes, my mom, she gonna have that wig on.
Well,
she's
talking about with all, like, this is a thing with is it just black women or is it all women?
I'm not a white woman. I can't speak for, you know, my white cousins, but I can speak for us black women that when it comes to how we appear.
You say you're not what?
I'm not Caucasian, so I can't speak to that. But I can speak to, you know, my black women. When it comes to that, that's how I was raised. My mom was just like, let me get my wig. That was important. Get that wig and get that lip gloss and make sure I got my good bag the charger in it.
No, it makes all the sense of the world. I get it. But I cannot wait to play that back.
I know you can. Oh, you was trying to switch it and get it right now. I already know.
Strong black woman.
Exactly. Some other quick headlines for you. The neighborhood star Tashina Arnold signs first look deal with CBS Studios. So congratulations to her. And in other news, get your mops. Cardi B surprises Houston fans with Megan Thee Stallion for a WAP reunion.
Yikes. Mop. Oh, Lord, no.
Yep, so shout out to them. A lot of people thought that they were beefing, that they weren't friends for a while, so.
That's a lot of water.
Yeah. Ow. Let them handle that. Them and Stephon Diggs.
Oh, my God.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those gentle, emotional, and a little people-pleasing Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to singer, songwriter, and record producer Nicole Renee. A big happy birthday to NFL Hall of Famer, actor, and sports commentator Michael Irvin. A major happy birthday to actress and comedian Marsha Warfield. And last but not least, sending over some birthday love to Remy Moss. Oh, wait. To Clarissa Shields, man. Rapper and songwriter, Papoose.
Okay, D. Let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah Wilson, Regina Gigi, and Trey Gray. Sending birthday love to Mike Smith, Newt Zoo, and Kevin Riley. Happy birthday, Larkin Collins, Kaylee Valdez, and Ajani Nosakia. Happy birthday, Honey Franklin and Shay Anthony. Plus a big, special happy birthday to my brother, my dog, the best engineer in KC with the best studio in the town. Happy birthday, my dog, Jazz Brewer from 64111 Studios. Love you, man. And everybody else born on March 5th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
My Tisha.
Hey, cousin. What you up to?
I'm just out here getting to work. How about you guys?
Same.
We chilling. Yeah. Just wondering what type of air freshener you got in that car.
Vanilla.
I am a fan of vanilla. Ooh. All right, it's a good seasonal one.
It vanilla?
Yes, vanilla's a good one. That's underrated one, for real, for real. I like your style.
Bad. It's not bad. I have black eyes.
Mm. Of course you did.
Yeah, of course. That's a staple, yeah. Yeah, the vanilla threw me off. I didn't expect that, but as you kind of shared a little bit more and I heard you, I was able to figure out why. Okay. But cousin, real quick, we want to get you automatically qualified for a chance to win 4 tickets total to the R&B Southern Soul Fest that's going down this weekend, and gift you with $150 in Jazz Louisiana Kitchen and a gift card. But you gotta finish these lyrics. You ready?
I'm ready.
just so steady,
leave me, babe. It's okay, girl. Cause I'ma be alright tonight.
Come on, come on.
You don't have to call.
Sing it to me, come on.
It's okay, girl. Cause I'ma be alright tonight.
Hey!
There we go, guys.
One of my favorite Usher songs right there. You better do it right.
That was never actually.
You did that, and I heard a couple notes in there. You tried to do like a couple little low key runs, okay, cousin? You now, yeah, well, we got it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I heard a couple of them. You know, it was a little couple of those. Jog is crazy. All right, you automatically qualify for a chance to win those tickets. You and three friends could possibly be at the R&B Southern Soul Fest that's going down this weekend, this Sunday. And we'll be announcing who's going to get that hookup on tomorrow. If you and your three friends get those tickets, who are you taking with you?
Honestly, probably me and my daughters.
It's cool.
Please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Shut up, Ryan.